something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. One day, they said a certain church, somewhere over in the north, a great man of God, and they said the pastor traveled. He was going for a certain meeting and had a terrible motor accident and died. And the whole church didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to make of it. How could such a great man of God just die like that and just go? Let's look at something. Was God punishing him? How could it be a punishment? Let's look at it. If God punished him by killing him, where is the pain? Death is not a process. He died. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So is he being punished in the presence of the Lord? No. So who were the losers? The people. He already knew everything he knew and went to heaven with all he knew. Didn't you read it? When Elisha was buried, the anointing was in his bones. Nobody got it. When they put a dead man in his grave, the dead man's body touched Elisha's bones and came back to life. The anointing remained in his bones. There's a difference between the spirit and the anointing. The spirit didn't stay there, but the anointing stayed. So instead of them to be wondering, what did that pastor do? No, we should have been asking ourselves, what did the people do to have lost such a gift that God gave to them? What did the people do? The Bible says when good men are taken away, it's because of the days ahead. Many times, God prevents them from being a part of the terrible days ahead. But what about those that they left behind? So the judgment is more toward them than toward the one that died. When you talk about the judgment of God, when somebody dies, it's more an issue of the rejection of the word. A turning away that God has to save his soul by letting him die so he will not be lost. So that can happen as a judgment. But it's rare. Otherwise, in most churches, nobody would remain. Hallelujah. Are you still there? When you find children, 2 years old, 4 years old, 6 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, and their father just died. Their father had money. Their father was wealthy, but he just died. Who's suffering? No, tell me, is it the father or the children? It's the children. You feel sorry for the kids. You don't feel sorry for the father. You feel sorry for the kids. That was the case with that pastor and his congregation. They were the ones in trouble. Meanwhile, they were pursuing the darkness, looking for what the pastor may have done. It was them. All right. Let me show you this. 2 Thessalonians, I said, in chapter number 3. I want you to follow this. Paul is writing, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. In other words, not hindered. That the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ will not be hindered. So that as we preach it, there will be no hindrance. It says that the word of the Lord may have free course. Hallelujah. And be glorified even as it is with you. And that we may be, see that? pray that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Those guys that killed that young man at the bus stop while he was waiting to take a vehicle to church, they were unreasonable and wicked. Unreasonable and wicked. He says, pray for us that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Unreasonable and wicked men coming to somebody's home. And they say, where is the man in the house? Where is the woman in the house? All right, lie down. They probably stand on them, hit them with their gun, beat them up, take their things and move out, and probably even kill them. Unreasonable. Unreasonable and wicked. Did he say, unreasonable and wicked men will never come? That's not what he said. He said, pray that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Are you still there? You see, when you pray, your faith is strengthened. See, you already have faith. Faith comes to you when you hear God's word. But when you pray, your faith is strengthened. See, many times when you read the newspapers and listen to the news, you become afraid, because all that is the wrong thing. You see, the minister fear. So what should you do? Wash your mind with the word of God. Wash away all those thoughts and words of fear from your heart and from your spirit with the word of God. And then pray God's word. That's the way to pray that kind of prayer. You pray God's word. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You pray like that. So you pray the word of God. Then your faith will be stirred. 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 Then you know no evil shall befall you. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling. So no matter where trouble is, it will not come nigh me. I can go through the fire and not be hurt. I can go through the water and not be hurt or not drown. I just know that the Spirit of God is with me. I'm flying on eagle's wings. See, so you pray the word. You pray the word. You pray the word. But that's the way you pray the word for others. You intercede for them. Okay. They said there was a Christian conference. After the conference, as everybody was returning home, some had an accident. One died. Such things happen when there is no praying. Who are those to pray? Listen, let me tell you. Did Paul say, we are praying for you? He said, pray for us. Isn't that what he said? So who is he telling? The other apostles? No! We read from the book of Romans. He was talking to the Roman Christians. We read from the book of the Thessalonians. He was talking to those ones there too. So it's important for us to know he's talking to the saints, to God's people. Every one of us has the responsibility of prayer. Did Esther say, okay, Mordecai, you pray for me. I'm going. He said, tell everybody to pray. Why? Because they were the ones in danger. She was in the palace. He said, everyone has to pray. Everyone, everyone, everyone. There's no Christian who is a friend of Satan. You say, well, I just know myself. Satan loves me. God loves me. There's nothing like that. Satan and God cannot be your friend together. Hallelujah. Or is there anybody here who Satan loves? You just know that he's your friend. Oh, hallelujah. How important it is for us to look at the word of God and act accordingly. He's told us what to do. It's our responsibility. Some time ago, a young man was working in the church. While he was working in the church, helping, sweeping, he touched an electrical, I believe it was the fan or something like that. One of them was probably, there was some leakage, some current leakage. And he touched something, whatever it was, and was killed. You say, what about, was God not inside there? God was inside there. God was there. But when everybody is only concerned about, oh God, I received that job. That's why I'm correcting you now, so you can understand. I received my job. They come to church on Sunday as you preach on faith. Father, I claim that wife. Hey. I know I've received my children. You know, you get, I've received my children. The other one said, Father, I claim my house. I received the money. Money is coming to me now. In Jesus' name, I receive my money. My promotion. The other one, I'm healed. My back is healed. My legs are healed. In Jesus' name. The whole church is full of people using the word of God for their selfish ends. Then they wonder why Satan is having a field day around them. Okay, we said all night prayer. Can't pray today. Oh. You can't pray today. The prayer of today may be for 3 years' time. But you don't know. I said prayer helps to position you. But you didn't pray. But that prayer was supposed to do something for you, put things in place for 3 years' time. You say, I will make up next week. Oh! You know, somebody rightly put it. Well, when Samuel said to Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice, he said, you cannot receive by sacrifice what you lose by disobedience. Didn't you read about Esau? The Bible says he found no place of repentance. Though he sought it carefully with tears, it was too late.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
Somebody says, can something be too late with God? Read your Bible. There are cycles in men's lives. Okay? There are cycles in men's lives. God has a timetable. At a certain time in your life, there's something that should be done. And so the Spirit of God prevails on you, tries to guide you so that you be open to it. Then you don't listen and you miss it. And then it's over and then you pray until the cycle gets there again. So no matter your prayer, no, it's not going to work. is until next time. And only God knows the duration of the cycle. Maybe a week, maybe 5 years, maybe 10, maybe 20. Until it comes again. And that is if you recognize it. So prayer is not just, is not something for us to feel religious about and say, okay, well, I do pray. No. You're dealing with something really serious. Really, really serious in your life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Some of you are enjoying or have been enjoying the deposits of prayer of your parents. The trouble is, they're not there now to continue, and you are spending the deposits. And it's about to run out. It's about to run out. You've been spending it all these years. It's about to run out. What are you going to do? You better get into prayer. And start praying now. And start heaping up prayers for the years ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. If only many of you here will give serious consideration to spiritual things. Turn to Colossians. Now, you will never again say that the reason you didn't pray was because you didn't know how to go about it. Am I right? I've been teaching you how to go about it. Colossians in chapter number 4. I'm reading from verse 2. He says, continue in prayer. Tell somebody, continue in prayer.
Continue in prayer.
Again.
Continue in prayer.
Did he say stop? He said what?
Continue
in prayer. And watch in the same with thanksgiving. Then he says, without praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Pray for more doors to be opened unto us. You know, when you come to church and the first 30 minutes people don't know what to do with the service, I kind of wonder. It's okay, we are praying. Okay, what is the prayer? The prayer ought to be properly led. And the people ought to know that they are praying about something important. Not just some fellow. Okay, just pray in tongues. Okay. Then we say, okay, we have prayed. We've gone to the extreme. Those days there were others who said, let us all pray. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Let us pray for those who are on the highway. May the Lord answer our prayers. Nobody prayed. Everybody's mouth was open. Nobody prayed. No, hold on. What I'm saying is, we have moved from that extreme to and then you sit down. There's a time for it. There's a time to be quiet. There's a time to shout. But Sunday morning, when you come to church and there's congregational prayer, we should know the things that we're going to pray about. And take them seriously. You still there? Pray for doors to be open for the gospel. Pray continually about our TV programs. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Because where a man cannot go, the signals can go. Hallelujah. All right, let me show you something else here. Book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 4. You know, we are asked to win souls. How many of us have a responsibility to win souls? How many of you can say, I am a soul winner? Are you a soul winner? Do you pray? When you want to engage in an evangelical activity, how should you pray? How should you pray? If you were to engage in an evangelical activity, should you come together to pray? Should you pray on your own at home? Tell me. I'm hearing answers from this side. They're saying, how should you do it? Come together. Yes, we must do the two. See, what we have as a corporate responsibility becomes individual responsibility. Did you hear that? Anything that we can take as a corporate responsibility becomes automatically individual responsibility. Now, every individual responsibility doesn't become a corporate responsibility, but every corporate responsibility becomes an individual responsibility. Did you hear me? All right, I told you to open Galatians, huh? Galatians chapter number 4. I want to read something to you. Here, he says, my little children. And this is important, especially for leaders. This part of it is important. But every one of us here is being trained to become a leader. Am I right? Okay, listen to this. My little children, verse 19. Of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. He says, I travail in birth again. Meaning that there was a travailing in birth before they were born. That is the travail before evangelism, before the soul winning, before they came. And now that they've already arrived, they're growing, they're coming up. He says, I travail in birth again. Until Christ be formed in you. So how long should we pray for others? How long should we pray? You know, some people think, oh, I don't understand. As we win souls, we can't find them. Some people don't come to church. We invite them, but they don't stay. That's because you are not traveling in birth. Then I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you. In other words, until Christ fuse your character, your behavior would change, your thinking process has been affected until Christ be formed in you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, one of the problems a lot of people have, and they don't understand this stuff. See, we have I announced during the Charismatic Renewal Conference, I announced that the last Friday of every month we should be praying, all right? Now, some have already turned theirs into healing services. Wrong. The problem is they don't know what to do with it because they don't pray. So now I've said, listen, this is the direction given to us. For that night, we need to pray. And I say, okay, now half of it, they are healing the sick and ministering by word of knowledge and by word of K and word of W. So, I think it's wrong. There are different kinds of meetings. I didn't say hold healing meetings. I said hold prayer meetings. So, when we have a service, that service would go or should go in the direction of its purpose. So, all those meetings, all those prayer meetings that I talked about should be prayer meetings They should not be healing services or indoor crusades. Listen, I know many ministers who, though they are highly gifted and are holding big crusades inside the church, many people don't come to the church. They're losing their members constantly. Are you hearing me? The crusades and the church meetings are not the same. Pastoral anointing and evangelistic anointing are not the same. No matter how much evangelistic anointing you demonstrate, it will not substitute the pastoral needs in the church.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Level Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, View Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 6830-12364 or 6506-694-80 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.